Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Excited to announce that we got one of my closest friends, one of the best people I know. We haven't seen each other for a little few months, but here she is, Miss Jessica Woodley.
Telling me that we were doing this.
Yeah, but that's great. You look like you hooked up with Shaft last night.
I'm going for the Matrix vibe right now.
By the way, hey Jess, you know why you're here today? Because this is for
we needed an expert.
Oh,
we didn't need an expert. No,
we needed an expert on. Well, just generally.
On life, I think we need an expert. Jessica, tell us how you are, my darling.
I'm really good, actually. I mean, I haven't seen you in absolutely ages, either of you.
But I think that we kind of communicate on, like, social channels things like that the whole time.
We do, which is a shame in some way.
Yeah, because it's actually, like, antisocial, really.
It is actually antisocial. Yeah. We hide behind our phones.
Yeah.
Do you think we hide behind phones at the moment?
Yeah, I'm really terrified of social media currently.
But why are you scared of social media?
The whole thing's taking over the world, and
that's true.
But I feel like social media.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I watched Space Odyssey.
Oh yeah,
I saw you talking about.
There's
this.
An iPhone. Have you seen the iPhone floating?
What are you talking about? In Space Odyssey.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey.
There's an iPhone.
The whole thing.
Stanley Kubrick.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, Stanley Kubrick. Yeah. There's a part where there's a little black slate. And it looks like an iPhone, and it was done how many years ago?
Wait, yeah, but it's not.
It 50 years ago. Why was there an iPhone in Space Odyssey?
You mean there's like an
iPhone? I think something's going on. And I think that he is trying to tell us something from Space Odyssey. It's an iPhone.
Yeah. What the hell are you... Exactly. Stop being so Matrix on us with your jack and everything.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just like, this is the new me now.
It's a movie.
This is me now.
I talk about iPhones in my diary a bit. Well,
you do.
Phones,
yeah. So wait, hon. So you're saying that you believe in, like, kind of
aliens,
theories, like aliens, the whole thing, the whole shebang.
You don't believe?
Do you think
in
we?
It?
Of course,
I
do. You think
do.
We went to the moon?
Yeah, no, maybe not. I don't know, because why wouldn't we be there now? Why are we not hanging out there now?
Because it's in space. How would we get up
because
there?
Because we should be.
We had all these big plans.
If
to
we
get
did,
up
we
there
had all these plans. We could have been living there now, or maybe something like that. I don't
on
know.
The moon?
Maybe.
What were you doing on the moon?
There could have been a hotel.
Yeah.
And there isn't.
Actually, there's that thing on Netflix which talks about that.
I'm watching it.
It's quite good, isn't it? It puts forward quite a compelling case that we didn't.
Wait, hang on. Are you actually, so you watched Space Odyssey?
Yeah, ever since this.
And ever since that, you're now kind of obsessed with the fact that there are, like, theories and things like that going on.
That everything's, you know, now making sense to me. And that.
So would you say that you were woke?
Yes. Space Odyssey woke me. But I've been awake for ages, to be fair.
But do you know, dude, this is actually really funny because you said this to me ages ago. Now, Jess and I, we go back how many years? We go back like years, 5, 6 years?
Longer.
7 years?
Speaking of condoms, you guys have had a bit of a...
Oh, there he is. I was waiting for that one.
Why would you just do throw that in there like that?
It's fine. I'm happy. Yeah, me and Jamie did it.
I mean,
I think we did it twice.
Yeah, I think that was probably about
did it. We did it.
But you, but Jess, you've always said for
twice
eight...
in one sitting? Or
no, it wasn't. Anyway, so yeah, back to Space Odyssey.
The good thing is that we were safe and we were protected.
Yeah, exactly.
That's unlike you.
But Jess, you've always, okay, you've always said from the very beginning that you felt like you were different to everyone else.
Oh, here we go.
It's true, right? You have said this.
No, I just...
You felt like you had like a
alien.
Different... Yeah, you do. You feel like an alien, right?
Sometimes.
And that would relate to so many people out there who think they are, because you have different visions, you have different views, you have different kind of the way you dress, all that kind of
is
stuff.
Is that not visions? Just an arrogant thing to say because everybody else feels different too? Do you know what I mean? We all feel pretty alien, I'm pretty sure.
No, but that's the wrong thing, is that people...
I told you that in confidence.
What kind of visions do you have?
Oh God, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I'm like a serious deep thinker to the point where, you know, it could potentially be dangerous.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
In what way?
I just think myself into black holes.
Francis is always searching for black holes.
No, I know what you mean. Like, I'm constantly just thinking, like, wow, like, I'm in my head, looking out of my eyes. I can see my hands. I can see all of you. You're all looking out of your heads at me.
I know what you're saying. Like,
do you ever think about that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's all I think about. I think of nothing else.
Are you serious? That's what you actually think
that's
of?
That's quite sad.
No, I'm just kidding.
I definitely do think sometimes, I think like, what, like, we're all sitting here around the table like this, right? Mm. And I think, what would it be like to be sitting in...
someone else's head.
In your head. You're looking,
I don't know. I love that.
You're looking at me right now. Yeah, are you seeing, like, I see this chair as red, you see this chair as red.
How do you not know that colour is that colour? You were just told that when you were younger that was red, but it might not be red.
Like, okay, this
it could be purple.
See this one here. See this color here. This is blue, right?
Yep.
But this, yeah, exactly. So you could be told that color is blue, but like, yeah. That could be my green, but you see it as my green, but in fact you call it blue. This is a complete like head mess up.
Yeah,
right now.
Can we stop this? Feel sad.
You feel sad.
But what we were talking about, Space Odyssey. Yeah, can we go back there? Just because I find it really interesting.
You don't feel it. I want to find out why. Because
I like the bit where they're all like attacking each other. All the monkeys are like running around attacking each other.
Yeah, and it's just two men in suits running around. Yeah. Like, it's so obvious.
So convincing.
No, I want to go back to the fact that Jessica, you relate to a lot of people out there, because I think a lot, like you said before, is that. You feel like you were different. You feel like you had like a different vision, all these kind of things. And a lot of people out there feel the same way. But the whole thing in society now, because of like Instagram and social media going back to that, we feel like we need to fit in.
Yeah.
Right? But you were always like, no, I feel like
no
I don't want to fit in.
No pun intended.
But you always feel like you wanted to not fit in.
Yeah, I think so. Just, I don't know. It's just, I think it's good to not always follow trends and, you know, try and be the same as everyone else.
The, you know, Francis anti-fad.
Francis never follows trends.
No.
You never follow trends. Francis has a uniform that he wears every day.
Yeah.
He does. He wears a uniform. How ridiculous is that? He feels.
Well, I've got more important things to think about than, you know, fashion.
So you just say, right, I'm
and
just
also,
wear a uniform.
It makes laundry so much faster.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Okay, but Drakey, also, what was it like growing up for you? You have your brother.
Oh, yeah, so I've got my brother, I've got mum and dad. We moved around a lot. I'm from Aberdeen.
Ah.
Sorry?
Did you not know that?
I think I did know you that.
I'm from Aberdeen, yeah.
You're from Aberdeen.
I'm literally born in Aberdeen.
Really?
Aberdeen.
Did your family strike oil?
No, I don't know why we were there. I think we were just there.
Why would you? You just finally woke up. And you were like, "Why am I in Aberdeen?
Am I in Aberdeen?
Looking out of my head at everyone."
Yeah, I was just like, "Cool, this is great." And then Mum thought it was too cold, so we went to Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Which was cool city, great city.
I love it. I went to university in Edinburgh.
I love it how most people, if they're sort of going, right, we're going to pick up and leave, we're going to go. You went from Aberdeen to Edinburgh and then slowly made your way down
made
the UK.
Made the way down. We went to Isle of Man where they have cats that have no tails. Do you know about this?
Hang on, this is the weirdest podcast I've ever actually been on. So first we talk about Plato, now Cats Have No Tails, yeah, on the Isle of Man.
There's a couple of cats there that don't have tails. They're called Manx cats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They chop off their
from
tails,
Manchester.
Which is animal cruelty. But yes, they're from... Oh.
Manchester.
They're from Isle of Man. Manx cat.
Yeah, that's who.
I'm actually right.
He's making
look
a joke because
it
it's a Manx. That's right. But just so wait, you moved all around the country.
Yep.
But that
ended
must have been like tough, right? Moving around.
I don't remember. I was a tiny baby, and also I lack a memory, so I can't remember anything apart from yesterday.
That's your go-to question in podcasts. So that must have been really difficult.
Must have been hard for you.
Really difficult. How
being a child. I was quite.
What do you mean? That's my go-to question.
I was like, so that must have been really difficult for you. And then you're like, so at what point did you realise that you wanted to be in Maiden Chelsea?
I've never in my life ever thought that. I've never said that.
All right, well, we'll let our listeners be the judge.
No, but I'm saying, but like moving around the place is, I didn't move around that much. You moved around a lot.
Mm.
But I didn't really, I stayed in a house in the country until I was about 8 years old.
I stayed in a house.
In which country?
I love it, in the countryside. Because there's only other places, London. Everything else is the countryside, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's London and the countryside. and I then moved to London at like 8 years old.
Eight.
What did your parents think about that?
Yeah, wow, moving out at 8 is pretty young.
It was actually really, I had a pretty hectic time at 8. So I lived in this big house in the countryside, and had like a swimming pool and all these kind of
things.
Not braggy, just I'm being honest. Had a swimming pool and all that kind of stuff. And I remember I came to London, and I'd never seen my mum's new house, right?
Yeah.
And we came to London because my parents divorced, and we got to this big like house, and it was like a London house, two townhouses put together. And I got in front of it, and my mum said, "Well, this is it." And I went, "Well, this is quite small."
Oh, so Jamie.
Like, I'd never been to London. I never knew London. So I went, "This is quite small, isn't it? God, it's quite small. Two townhouses put together." And she said, "Well, the annoying thing is it's cut in half as well. only one half is the house." And I was like, "What?" I couldn't believe that we'd come from a big
Jamie,
house in the country.
You're a little beaver.
Such a man of the people.
No, it's true though. I can't understand how...
Why it was cut in half.
Yeah, well, it was...
Maybe you should be donating to the to the cause, Jamie.
No, I think that, like, it doesn't matter about these houses. Like, the house in the country doesn't mean that it has to be expensive. Just in the countryside,
so
you get...
So it's a cheap house, isn't it?
No, well, you just get a lot bigger houses, you know.
Yeah, this is true. We were just telling you this about this earlier.
But yeah, you do, yeah.
Who was your... Okay, fine, you were growing up.
Yeah.
You then had your brother. You had all those kind of things.
Yeah, she didn't have a brother. Her mum did.
But you did...
I went to a boarding school.
You went to a boarding school.
Which was intense.
Yeah.
I was in CCF, like, you know, so I had like a little gun, and I was actually good. I was an honor guard, by the way.
And
so what was your rank?
I don't know, I can't remember. I just was in charge of the boys, which was the best thing in the world.
Oh, so you went to co-ed school?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is that where you
<No.
laughs>
And is that where you met your first boyfriend?
Yes, this is where I met him.
Alex
you
Mitten.
Know everything about... No.
No?
I never went out with Alex Mitten, by the way. We never went out.
I thought you did.
Never. Not even once.
I thought you went out for ages.
This wasn't even a thing. And everyone just says it. And like, we find it funny.
We're getting to this part. I'm excited about
it. Cool.
But you... So you date... Well, how old were you when you first had your first boyfriend?
I was actually very young. I was 15. I think I was 15. Yeah, we met and we went out for about three and a half years.
So you were 15. But was it... I mean...
We're at school together, which is intense. You know,
that is intense.
Yeah, because I was like the cheerleader, and he was like the jock, and everyone was like, "I want a piece of them."
Who said they wanted a piece of them?
You know, when people talk, and then you become, and then everyone else becomes part of your relationship. Because if someone has a fight, and you hear it in the toilet, like, oh, "I heard Jess and Bleep had a huge argument at lunchtime. Did you hear them?" And I'd be there in the toilet.
Hang on,
like,
his
oh,
name
for
is
God's
Bleep.
Yeah, that's what I was like, "What
is he? Where is he from? Eastern Europe?"
I don't
want to
call him out. He's a lovely guy, but I don't want to call him out on here.
You can just what's his first name?
Not telling you. I'll never
was it Henry?
No, close. Well done. That was close.
Hugo.
You remember
Harry?
I know you remember. His name's like, but don't say this. Stop it. He's
Henry.
He's a nice guy. If you're listening, how are you? Haven't spoken to you in like.
But I mean,
years.
It must be. This is a thing, right? So France and I both went to all boys' schools, and whenever we met girls, they would have been outside of the school, right? So we didn't have to live with them. So there's that separate. It's quite. You're almost in a relationship. Like you're living together.
Yeah,
you're working together. You're doing it. That's intense, right?
So it was like a marriage. It was like a marriage. We saw each other every day, every single day. We had breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was just like, honestly, it was intense.
And was he older than you or the same age?
Yeah, he was, I think he was 2 years above me. I remember this like it was yesterday. It's crazy, isn't it? How you just remember your first love.
When was your first relationship, Franz? How old were you?
I think I was about five.
You were 5 years old?
There was this girl called Kimberly in my class.
And that's the first person you ever dated?
Yeah.
You named her? That's so sweet.
No, her name was Kimberly. Oh.
Did you kiss her at that age?
No, we just kind of like hung out.
Yeah, but how can that determine as your girlfriend if you just like, because...
because we agreed. Yeah,
we agreed.
You agreed that you would be boyfriend, girlfriend. Is that what happened?
Yeah, this was when I was living in Connecticut, actually.
Okay, and so you had, but you had your girlfriend when you were 5 years old, yeah. And because I remember I was going out with a girl called Eliza when I was about 5 years old. I wasn't going out with her, but we did that thing where we decided that we were.
You held hands.
No, we kissed.
What?
Yeah.
Five. That's terrible.
Me and my friend Tom.
Oh, no, that's sweet.
Me, my friend Tom, and Eliza would all kiss.
Sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't kiss Tom, but I wouldn't kiss Tom. Eliza was like, right, you guys kiss first. And so, no, at 5 years old.
So who was making you kiss? That's a bit weird.
All three of us. But I always had this fascination in girls and kissing. And I this is actually completely true. I remember I went to Club Med in Turkey and I was 8 years old. And went to Club Med in Turkey with my mum and family friends. And my family friend's dad, I would kept every single day I'd walk past the magazines. And there was a magazine then, there was Playboy magazine. I remember it so well. And every single day I'd walk past, I must have been 7 years old, six, seven years old. I remember walking past it every single day and looking at it, going, oh my God, there were these naked girls in the front. And my friend's dad was walking with me, and I went, oh my God, that's the Playboy magazine. I told him, he said, well, do you want me to get it for you? So he said, well, here you go. I'll ask your mum, you can have it. So he bought me this magazine.
Well, you were seven.
I was 7 years old, yeah. And I remember looking through this magazine and just, I remember not really understanding what, like, I was feeling or what I was, like,
going.
I wasn't terrified. I was just more fascinated by the fact that I was feeling this weird feeling.
At seven,
yeah. But also, it's very normal. That is okay, right? Exactly. I know. I was saying that thing. I was obsessed with, like, not obsessed, but I had this infatuation over, like, girls and things like that. I really did. And so I remember that I was seven. Yes, I still do. And I had this 7 years old. I remember seeing this magazine and being like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling? And then also remember, like, growing up, I remember being so conscious that I wouldn't really know how to. To have
what?
Sex with girls, and then when I'm 30, I still don't really know
how
to have sex with girls. Yeah, but do you not ever have that, Francis, or no?
No. What? Wonder how to have sex with girls?
Yeah. I didn't understand it. I was a guy. I didn't know what to do.
That's completely understandable. Yeah. Not everybody is natural at that.
I think some people. I think like Barry White was. Honestly,
how do you know that?
I don't know. Only Barry White had sex with sex over like 10,000 people.
People.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he did. Apparently, yeah.
What are you trying to say about Barry White?
Apparently, he had sex with a lot of different people.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's what I'm saying. But Jess, you had your boyfriend at 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you love him?
Yeah, I definitely believe that I was in love. I know that people say that you don't feel love at a young age, but I totally disagree.
Yeah, you do, definitely. I think it's, if anything, because of the novelty, it's far more intense of an experience than maybe you might experience the same feelings later on with someone else. I mean, but you maybe the novelty of that is different. So,
I'm not sure. I think it always feels the same. I think love feels the same to me.
What? No,
I really do.
You think love feels the same?
Even considering that you might have felt it in one way the first time, and then it might be the same feeling.
I think it's, for me, it's a similar feeling.
Whereas
like I become a person when I'm in love that is the same.
Mm. Yes,
still,
no, that's true.
Hasn't changed too much.
And what is
from
that
when I'm young? A nightmare. I'm a chaos.
Are you really?
Absolutely terrible.
What do you become? It's
just a different person. Jenny or something. Like,
in what way you become like controlling?
Just really insecure and like, I just don't know what I'm doing, and I just get weird and usually bolt. Usain Bolt.
You're out of there.
Yeah, because I'm like, this is scary. I don't want to feel this again. I felt this when I was 15, didn't like it, don't want it again.
But is that because you got hurt, so you think that you're going to be
hurt
again?
Maybe there's a bit of a situation going on there with my brain. But yeah, it's not, I'm not someone that's very good at being in love.
Mm.
If that's the honest truth.
Yeah, but maybe that's because, take a breath, just be honest about it. Don't worry, we're just live, we're talking about love, it's fine.
No, it's no big deal.
But I feel like that's like not a good thing to be, because then
it's really sad.
It's not sad. It's not sad, because I think also the problem is that boys become obsessed with you, right?
Well, I don't know if they've.
I think they do, because you go. So what happens is you meet. I could be wrong, but you meet a guy, and the guy likes you or whatever. You then put on the brakes because you go, oh my god, no ways, I don't want this to happen. Blah, blah, blah. So then the guy becomes more and more,
it's,
and then
just
you're like,
oh,
and so
a bit of a textbook thing, isn't it? Really, bit of a textbook scenario.
Which is the problem that happens to you, right?
Yeah, maybe. But then also,
Jimmy, those grapes are for the guests.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
no, eating all of them.
Also, like the other way around. I mean, I've scared off plenty of blokes, right, just by being way too intense and like too much to handle, or changing my mind every 5 seconds, not knowing whether I'm coming or going. Like
changing your mind about what
situations, like. I can't deal with responsibility.
What do you mean you can't deal with responsibility? What do you mean responsibility of what?
I'm about to choke on the
grip. Perfect. She's choking up because of love. That's what's happening.
I can't really talk about this. It makes me all choked up.
What? Are you choking up on the grape? You're actually choking up in general?
I don't know.
I think you're like half choking up on
I'm
the grape.
I'm crying. I'm actually crying right now. This is because of the grape. It's stuck in my throat, not because I'm sad.
This is because you're live on this thing.
Because I'm live talking
no,
about
I
love.
Think I definitely had for a while.
Yeah.
I definitely had for a while in like relationships and things like that where I would freak out because of the commitment. And
yeah, I'm actually really proud of you.
Yeah, I would, and I would really would. I would like, I would suddenly go, oh my god, I'm committing. This means that. I can't really be myself. Oh god, and I would, and I'd freak myself out. And then what would happen was I would then alienate the other person.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah. So you're still there. But then now in my recent relationship with Al, obviously, I'm just like, because it was funny. I spoke to my mum about this, and she said. She was like, you just have to, like, succumb to, like, the whole situation.
Surrender yourself to love.
Yeah, surrender yourself to love. And
yeah,
I think
I agree. I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah, but why can't you?
Because I haven't found the right person, maybe, you know. I haven't found someone that can handle my shit. Sorry. Oh,
my God. It's all right, you can swear
I'm
once.
I'm sorry.
Didn't realise you're into that.
It's fine.
I'm really sorry, guys. I didn't mean that.
But you just haven't found someone that you think you can connect to quite?
I've found people that I can connect with, but not necessarily that can handle me. I am actually chaos.
Hmm. And what do you think about, and then when you're in a relationship, do you think sex matters or does sex not matter?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not, like, I actually wouldn't even say it's the main thing. Of course, it'd be great. It's great if it's a bonus if the said person is confident.
Are some people not confident?
Don't know. Wouldn't know that. But I also think that the main thing for me is just being on the same page and like being on the same.
Yeah. What's just like companionship?
Yeah, just like best friends for life. Like, you know, you find your partner in crime.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
Do you think you found that with Katie, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked. Yeah. That's just so beautiful.
That you're probably watching now.
Yeah. Hey,
oh, hi, Katie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, but I don't. But yeah. But then Drake. What you were saying? And, oh, sorry, I keep saying.
Oh yeah, we called each other Drake.
We called each other Drake, and I don't know where that.
I don't know. I think we were in Ibiza. We were in Ibiza once. We were fighting. Remember.
Oh my god, we fought so much.
And
we were in Ibiza, we were filming out there, and we once had this screaming match.
Screaming rap.
On top of a villa.
Yeah.
And I.
Oh my god!
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was just like, yeah. And like, oh god. And then we had to come down off the thing because I was going to push you off of the building.
Yeah, we were really quite.
So, had to come down.
I'm not actually that aggressive, but I was thinking about it.
We were really quite fiery. But it's more where, like, you know, so going back to the whole thing of like surrendering for love and things like that. Why? I sort of think with you that perhaps you've got what I like to say is like the Netflix syndrome.
Oh god, tell me, what the hell is it?
Which is where you constantly think something better is going to come along, so you actually never watch anything. You're just constantly flicking through Netflix trying to find the next best thing. And perhaps that right in front of you there's someone that you're seeing or dating, you've been with, that actually was great and you didn't give them a chance.
I don't know.
Aristotle called it the taller tree.
Yeah. What? I like the modern day version of the Netflix syndrome.
I mean, like, I agree with what you're saying, and it would be admirable of me to admit that. But
would you admit that?
I don't know, because I've found people that I've really like been like, oh, this would be great if this worked.
Mm.
Like, it's not like I don't want anyone else. Like, it's just not worked out because probably me.
But then what? Then what are you looking for in like?
I'm actually quite happy being a single girl right now. I'm really focused, and like I lose focus when I'm in love. So right now I'm not looking for love.
Text 70070 if you wanna find Jess a boyfriend.
Stop it! Surely, if
you're in a relationship that it should make you really like comfortable and focus on your work more.
Yeah, I don't know, because I wouldn't know what that's like. So,
But this is what I was saying. Relationships are hard and things like that, and they are difficult, and you have to like sacrifice like different things. The tricky thing that I really found at the beginning of going into relationships, and this is why they didn't work at the beginning, was I found it really hard to balance work.
Partying,
work, social life,
raving.
It wasn't about raving. No, it was work, social life, and friends, so work, friends, and social life, and girlfriend. So I was really finding it hard to balance everything, and so I think what happens was I was so like dedicated to so many different things that I was finding it hard to juggle it, and that was making it really tricky for me. Mm. And then I would blame it on the girlfriend that I wasn't working as hard, or blame it on the girlfriend from friends. So I'd always blame it on someone else apart from myself, right?
But you seem to have changed. I think you've changed.
Well, I think I have changed. I think I had to change, right? Because also I was making myself miserably unhappy the entire time.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And also, I was like, this is the thing. Maybe you're different, but throughout my 20s, you had this, Francis, I reckon. I was got validation. Yeah, you had this, Francis. Yeah, I got validation from hooking up with people.
Yeah.
That's where like my
your confidence.
I don't think I had that.
You definitely had that.
Well, it would boost your confidence in some respect.
Yeah, I think I was really
like,
you
wanted everyone to think you were a player.
Well, I don't know.
He was a player.
No, I don't think I was. I don't think I was. I think.
Don't think that you were.
I don't think I was.
You wanted everyone to be like, yes, yeah, I get girls, you know.
I honestly think there's a part of me that thought that, because I think what happened was when I was younger, I had girlfriends and things like that I dated. Then I went
in Playboy.
Yeah, this is my girlfriend. Look at her. Yeah. But then when I had girlfriends, then I went to university I was dating a girl in my first year, and then we broke up, and then I was known as like the funny one, and that's not that sexy.
Oh, okay.
At university, so I then.
I mean, funny I is, don't know.
I thought girls quite like the funny ones.
I think
funny
is sexy.
I don't know. I think when
there may have been something else wrong.
No, it's definitely just I was the funny one. But it's more. I don't think at university you could laugh people into bed. I don't think you could. I've told you that story, haven't I, before? Where I had, I'm sure I've told you this, where at university, I hadn't had sex with a girl for like ages. And I then hooked up with this one girl, and I was like, oh my God, I'm hooking up with a girl. This is insane. She was like, let's go back to mine. I was like, sweet, this is so exciting. Went back to, oh my God, this is, I think I said to her, this is so exciting. And we went back to bed, went to her bed, and we started having sex, and she was on top of me, right? So she was on top of me.
On top of
me? On top of me, yeah. Well, I was like, hello. Oh God, this is now really exciting. And
was she wearing a strap on?
She was not. She was not. And also important, I wasn't actually wearing a condom, which is not very good. But everyone should be.
Terrible example.
Terrible
example.
Yeah,
it's true, and everyone should be wearing condoms. But she was on top of me, and I felt like this like water on me, and I was like, what's that? And she switched on the light, and she was having a nosebleed.
No.
On top of my face. I was like, oh my God, this is really weird. So no. I looked like something from Braveheart. But I was like, don't worry, let's keep going because I'm too excited for this. And so we then, she was like, well, let's change position. So we changed position. We started doing doggy style.
Oh my God,
and as we were doing doggy style, she pulled out her laptop, opened it up and started watching Michael McIntyre.
No.
I'm not even joking.
No.
So then all my confidence went to like rock bottom because of it. Because I was like, well,
what's happening?
What is going on?
So wait, which Michael McIntyre?
It was the one about, you know, where he says there's like the man draw. I remember that was the bit coming up.
Yeah. Why did she have a nosebleed?
Well, she
was one of those kind of parties.
I know. I don't know. She's had a nosebleed. She wouldn't party. She just had a nosebleed. Yeah. So that's where my confidence went, like rock bottom.
And did that resonate? Like, did that?
Well, then I just thought that I just didn't really have any confidence throughout my 20s.
Well, she was. Who is this girl?
You just turned 30.
Yeah. Well, I know. That's the thing.
What's her name? Let's call her out.
No, I can't give her name.
I'm obviously joking.
Yeah, but that's so I lost all my confidence. But just, would you say you're a confident person or no?
Well, in general.
Yeah, in general.
Like, I think, deceivingly, I think I come across really confident, but I'm actually a bit of a not confident person, I guess, inside.
But maybe. Why? What are you then not confident about, do you
well,
think?
Well, just...
Because you're obviously a very pretty girl. You obviously have your own style, and it's true.
I don't know.
You're super fun. You're engaging with people. You can sit in a room and lights
up.
So what do you...
Isn't it the loudest people in the room are usually the least confident? And I think that's where me and you bonded... Because we were actually these, like, you know, hotheads in a hotheads in a room that would just be like, rah, rah, yeah, we're fine, this is great. Yeah. But, like, actually, we suffer from being insecure.
Yeah, I'm definitely, but not so much now, that's the thing.
No, yeah.
Not so much now, but I was deeply, deeply insecure. Friends, what were you insecure about? Be honest.
What was I insecure about? What, in terms of when? When I was at school or...?
Well, just in general, what are you insecure about? You must have insecurities.
5 minutes.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that when someone holds up their thing?
What were you insecure? I'm insecure about 5 minute time periods.
What were you insecure about?
They freak me out. What am I insecure about?
What do you get scared of? I don't know. What is
What do I get scared of? Missing the train.
Oh my God.
See, this is about, I'm not even kidding. This is Francis, right? But this is Francis down to a T, is the fact that he doesn't actually have those, you don't have those insecurities within him.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Jealous of that.
Yeah, which is amazing. Francis doesn't feel like he has to be the loudest. He doesn't feel like he has to be the funniest. Okay. He does, he's now just thinking about Play-Doh, or like, he's just sitting there, nothing about.
Now I am thinking about Play-Doh.
But he doesn't like have that within us. And it's so right. That is so true that the loudest people in the room are the most insecure. But I think that, so basically what I was trying to say in that long-winded kind of way is I think that now I've got to being 30, I'm actually quite secure.
Yeah.
And I think that makes me and my relationship much better because I don't feel like I have to play to the crowds anymore.
Yeah.
When were you playing to the crowd? Sorry.
At Wembley and like different things like that. I was just playing to the crowds. But it's true. What was it like I said when we were doing, we did a podcast with Kagi. And I said, God, it's just so interesting about doing, like, you know, my career, because I suddenly was like,
you thought about, you really wanted to get to the top, blah blah blah, and then you're like, and then when I got to the top, you realise it's not as easy as you.
And Bronze went, wait, you think you've got to the top of the mountain?
Go back and listen to that Kagi one. It's great.
Yeah,
I'll listen to that.
But
one.
Jess, do you think you've become more secure and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Since, you know, since I was 15, 16, 17, 18, things do obviously get better within.
Yeah.
Because you learn, and I'm still learning, but I'm still learning every single day something new about myself.
I used to be a bit insecure about losing my hair, but then I realised that she was just gaining face.
Oh my God. Well said, Francis.
You were just insecure. You must have wanted to go deeper. What were you more, like, go into your psyche. What are you insecure? Just let it out. I feel like you're insecure about saying you're insecure.
Yeah, that's what he's insecure about.
That's, you've nailed it.
Yeah.
I can't face it. No, I don't know. I'm racking my brains right now.
Thinking about Play-Doh.
Yeah.
There's nothing at all.
No, give me some time. Let me think about it. You guys.
Okay, you just sit back and relax. So you think, but just, you've become more confident and things like that.
Yeah, I think that just, you know, things happen to you in your life, and then sometimes things go back to a good place, and you're like, oh, I'm confident that even when bad things happen, things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so then you sort of are like, everything's fine. Everything's always going to be fine.
I completely agree with you, and also just, you know, I mean, for someone like you, which I think a lot of people who will listen to this and watch this and stuff like this, you are individual. And I definitely 100% agree with that quote, which is, why fit in when we're born to stand out?
Yeah.
And you fully follow down that road, without a doubt. And I think that you did feel like different and all that kind of stuff, but in a good way. And you've actually like... kind of embraced all of that stuff, which I think is a really cool and aspirational thing to
actually
do.
I think I felt like, speaking of being insecure, I don't know if it's really it being insecure, but I remember like having been on Made in Chelsea and having people like come up to you and ask you for photos and stuff like that. I felt like I had sort of imposter syndrome because I didn't feel like I deserved that attention and adulation yet, at least. So that I guess is something which I maybe was a bit like uneasy with. I didn't feel like it was deserved. You obviously love it. You get an adrenaline rush. You get like you get those endorphins going in your brain. You're like, yes, come on, give it
to me.
You're actually going up to people at the bus stop saying, do you need a picture? Or?
No, I know. Hey, Jess. Also, what we like to do on the podcast is we like to read a bit of a diary. And I'm going
to
read you.
You read one thing, and then I ask the question of the week.
I'm going to read you a little bit of a diary. Are you ready for this? Monday. I feel like I should do a good deed once a day, not only because I want to, but also I feel like karma.
Just one.
Yeah, you should do a good deed a day.
Why don't you just do more than one?
Okay, well,
why limit yourself?
Because sometimes I don't always do a good deed, so I want to just
at least try and do one a day. Yeah.
I also feel like the karma is really real around us and is a powerful thing. Therefore, is always that saying that you should pass on something nice to someone else, so it's going to begin today. I was in the cinema with my girlfriend Elle, and in front of us there were these two young girls buying some pick and mix. Their bill came to £10, and they looked shocked, saddened, and they said they didn't have any money, so I thought, they started to move
any
away.
Money? What were they doing at the pick and mix?
Well, they had some money, but not £10. This was my moment. I stepped forward, and I said I would buy them for them, a gift with nothing to gain. They looked blankly at me as if I had said something horrible, and just replied, no, we're right, thank you. Come to think of it, a 30-year-old man buying sweet for a couple of 11-year-olds is a bit odd. Actually true, that actually happened. I tried to buy the sweets and they went, no, we're right, mate. And I went, okay.
I can see you right now just standing there like mortified at that situation.
I thought it was quite weird. Hey Francis, we also need to have the question of the week.
And then, is it my diary?
You can read your diary as well if you want to. This is what we do. This is our format of the podcast, Jess, is we basically read a diary. We explain our week, and Francis also does a question of the week.
All right.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. I never get it right, so don't worry.
Okay.
In what century did the first large-scale use of condoms occur? First.
I've seen them before. I've seen what an old condom used to look like. It used to look like a fur cone.
What?
A fur coat?
The first condom used to look like a fur cone.
Maybe.
No, that's some sort of weird, kinky thing.
No, it's not. They used to look like... The Aborigines used to use this thing that it was... It looked like a fur cone tent on the end of their penis.
60s?
No, way earlier. There's way earlier. So when did the first ever condom was used?
Yes.
I reckon...
No, but widespread use?
I reckon 100 years ago.
And what? So the 19th century? Well,
I reckon the beginning of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon beginning of the 20th century there was...
Really?
Yeah, I think so. If you think about it...
100 years ago?
Yeah, because...
Wasn't it frowned upon?
No, because listen, because there had to be...
People have known what having sex does for... And the implications for a lot longer than 100 years,
haven't
they?
Yeah, so think about
it... Do you not think they would have tried to stop it at some points?
Okay, let's go way before that. It's going to be BC, that means. We're going to go way... Think about it, because you...
Like around the Jesus Christ days?
Well, think about back in the day, right? You would have your wife, but you'd also have your mistress.
That was an immaculate conception.
Wait.
We used a condom.
You would have loved that.
No, I would have hated it. But they had their wife and they had their mistress, and obviously they didn't want to get their mistress pregnant.
Right.
So they would have had to prevent it in some way. Right?
Yeah.
So what? I'm going to go for 10.
I don't know.
10th century.
Me too.
No, you can't copy me. Just go bigger.
I would actually advise against copying it.
Okay. When are you going to go for Jessica? Pick a century. Do it.
I don't know.
You've got this.
I'm going to say I feel like Henry the Eighth.
Okay, so the sixth.
You thought Henry VIII is the...
Yes, I do, because of him. Do you know what I mean?
Because he had nine...
He invented the condom.
Because he had loads of wives.
I reckon he invented the condom.
He was...
So you're saying 16th century?
Yes.
All right.
So he had loads of wives, and at the end of it, he was like, God, I can't... Yep. I have to stop having wives. I'm going to have to invent something to stop me from having sex with so many people or getting them pregnancy.
Yes, because he had to with all the Anne Boleyn thing. Because that was just getting out of hand.
Because he didn't want a son, right? That was it. That was his whole thing. He didn't want a son, so he had to.
Hey, but Franz, I think what we do need to do is, because Jess is going to be leaving us in a second.
Right. No.
Yeah, we got to have the answer to the question of the week.
Oh, yeah, so we'll have it. The answer is the first widespread use of condoms was the 16th century. You got it right.
Give me the reasons behind that, though.
Okay, so Gabriel Fallopio claimed that he had invented a linen condom that was soaked in a chemical solution, allowed to dry, and tied to the penis with a ribbon. You did that thing, didn't you? He tested his condom by having 1,100 men wear them while having intercourse with women affected by the French disease, syphilis. You know something about that, don't you? And claimed that they didn't contract the disease. We're pretty sure that this would violate modern standards of ethical experimentation. Yeah.
Great.
Jess Woodley.
Thank you, guys. This was
Hey,
this
listen,
was
before
a
you
pleasure.
Before you go, we got to ask you just one thing, because we like to do this every single time. I hope you had a nice time.
I have.
It's
indeed.
So great seeing you, man. We want to ask you to leave our audience with something inspirational.
Oh, what? Don't let anyone ruin your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't get what you want, because you can.
Love that. Hey, Jess Woodley, thank you so much. Thank you, Jess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.